So it's day three at the festival, and it's Jay here. I just wanted to take a couple of minutes to reflect on my favourite talk that I've attended so far. So I've been racking my brains trying to think of the best one, because it's quite hard to choose. And I think I'd actually have to go with the 2030 climate problem talk that I went to yesterday, which involved a panel of speakers that were discussing geoengineering, which before the talk I had no idea what that actually was. I was quite ignorant to the whole aspect of geoengineering and carbon trading and things like this. So as I entered the tent which they were giving the talk in, I was a little bit dubious and actually thought it was going to be a bit boring, but they handed me this keypad and said it was a very interactive talk, and that they were going to go over some aspects of carbon catching trees and cloud seeding, which obviously sounded quite exotic and interesting, and that once they told me about these ideas, they wanted me to vote on which one I thought made the most sense. So the audience then sat down and we all seemed equally sceptical about whether any of these things are actually going to work. And they went through and told us a bit more about what cloud seeding was, which I believe I've blogged about. So if you're interested, maybe look that up on the internet. And cloud carbon catching trees, which was interesting. They look a bit like fly catchers that are actually as tall as trees, and they catch the carbon in the atmosphere and turn it into a liquid, which is then stored underground. So it's a way of filtering the carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere, which is obviously what's causing the problem. So once they'd gone through all of these things, the audience was then asked to re-vote on what they thought made the most sense. And it seems that the cloud seeding idea seemed to come out the best, which was surprising, because obviously we'd have to give up some of our sunshine, and in England we don't get very much of it already. But yeah, it was a really interesting talk, and I'm glad I went, because it's really opened my eyes up to other ways of approaching this global warming problem that seems to be ever increasing in the media headlines recently.